and relaxing into the background of experience. Just let things flow through you, through awareness. Including your mind, your thinking. Don't follow your thoughts too much. See if you can just let them come and go. Just like the sounds of people in the streets. Not giving any more importance to your thoughts than to the sounds of the people in the street. Welcoming the totality of experience, moment by moment. You don't have to make an effort in order to experience this. See that it's already your experience, in fact. In a way, you just have to relax into this allowing experience, which isn't even an experience, it's actually what you are. Effortless allowing, moment by moment. This allowing is also a surrendering. Allowing equals surrender. Allowing and surrender are simultaneous. You welcome every thought, every sensation, every sound, and you offer it, you surrender it, you let it go. Let everything go into the river of presence, the river of consciousness. Everything that is welcomed, everything that appears is like a flower that you drop into the river. Don't hold on to anything. If there's a resistance, a contraction, surrender it. It's a sensation. It's a habit of thought. Just give it over. It's a flower for the river. And when you're finally naked, Just come sit by me. Come sit by this welcoming, allowing presence. Just sitting, simply. Or if you're ready, entering the river, giving yourself fully to this presence, recognizing yourself, as made of the same reality. Melting every experience into the rhythm. It's fine if some things don't melt immediately. If there's contractions and thoughts that persist, of course, you just give them to the waters. They can melt in due course. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you begin to know yourself as this rhythm, as this wide open allowing of experience. Experience is the water that flows through you. You welcome everything unconditionally. And just very calmly, without any effort, become aware of the body. Let it appear in your awareness. The body of sensations. Just allow for the flow of textures and colors, pressure, tingling, pulsations, feelings, the whole range of what we call the body. See if you can truly allow it as it is, as it wants to be, moment by moment. Without choosing one sensation over another. Without reverting to an image of the body. So stay with the tactile and sensing level of experiencing. And see that at that level, which is actually our most direct experience of the body, we can't really find a solid, well-defined object that I can call my body. See that in our actual experience, it's more like a flowing, amorphous cloud of sensation, dancing in all directions, in the front, in the back, down below, up above, at skin surface, and deeper inside the layers. Just begin to give these bodily sensations the freedom to dance while you remain as the open, welcoming space. That experiences them. You don't have to control anything. You let the body free, you take the leash off. The body doesn't have to look or feel any certain way. Feel that what you are is much bigger than the body. The body exists in you. The body doesn't limit you. So you can relieve the body of its usual job of being a pseudo cage for you. You're the home for the body. And you're not a cage, you're wide open. The body's totally free. It's made of that openness. Feel the top of your head. Just see if you can feel the tingle of the scalp on top of the head. Maybe if you're lying, if you can bear to sit up just for a little while. Let that sensation float up to touch the ceiling. It's like mist steaming up from a lake. Just let it draw the spine up effortlessly. Don't push. We're working with a body of energy, of sensation, not with a physical body. Spine is getting longer. And feel the shoulders, sensation of the shoulders. Usually we experience the shoulders as weighted, dense. See if you can let the weight of the shoulders relax. You do this by just offering the weight persistently and experiencing that the arms are like big open tube so that the weight of the shoulders can kind of flow down through the arms. See if you can feel that. Don't force it. Let the image possibly evoke the sensation. Feel the contact of the hands on the laps or on the floor. Feel the temperature, the texture of that contact. Let it be very alive. Again, you don't force anything, but it's like you invite the sensation to come alive, to expand in the space that surrounds it. Feel the tingling of the fingers. Indulge in really tasting that very simple sensation of the finger. Feel the connection of the sensation of the fingers of the space beyond, around. Don't think, just go through sensing only. What if the space beyond the sensation, around the sensation, was alive, aware, real? What if the space and the fingers were made of the same substance? See what the fingers do when they're given permission to recognize the space. What do the hands do? What does the space do? Feel that it can permeate the sensation. Keep coming back to the shoulders, making sure that they're melting, and the top of the head kissing the ceiling. And make sure you're also dropping the weight of the pelvis and the legs. Not dropping, but just letting the weight completely relax. Because it doesn't need to resist this so-called earth. Feel the earth is open, porous, very friendly. As if the legs could completely drop into it, and the earth could completely permeate and penetrate the legs, the hips, the belly. And slowly just let your forearms come off your lap. Stay with the sensation, your hands are completely relaxed. Your face completely relaxed. Very slowly, angels pulling your shoulders up towards your ears. So it's completely effortless, very slow, weightless melting of the ears towards the shoulder. Even though you may have done this movement many times, feel it's the first time. Shoulders melting back down, very slow. Tasting every little sensation. Welcoming every little tension. And the movement appears again, nobody doing it. Leave a space surrounding the sensation, bathing the sensation. Now just dropping the right shoulder, the left shoulder stays. Touching the ear, right shoulder melting down, slowly. Can the left shoulder remain transparent? Can the hands be totally relaxed, the face? Now switching, right shoulder coming up, left shoulder coming down. Breath moving freely through the body. Right shoulder melts back down. Surrender the arms completely. Let them sink into the earth. Now feel the arms are floating up in front. Very, very slowly. Don't go too fast. Long fingers. You go very slow so you can feel every little moment touching the walls in front. You're being lifted, these arms are being lifted by cushions of air, so there is no sense of weight. Just resting them on this open space. Long fingers, let the fingers be made of light, luminous, long channels. They're touching, caressing the wall in front. The elbows open. They open more and more. Feel all that space in the elbows, in the wrists. And now feel the whole of the back body. If you're leaning against a wall, just see if you can be unsupported, and then just feel the back of the body. Let it expand into the space behind, feeling that the space behind is a wide open source of support. Yes, and the arms float back down slowly. You're the space. You don't go anywhere, you don't do anything, you just love what you love. Let the forearms be a little bit lifted and just allow the torso to twist slowly from right to left. You don't go too far. If you don't know what to do, just take a look at what I'm doing, then you can do it. Just a little twisting from right to left. Don't go too far so that you don't contract the body. And then just evoke the feeling that this movement appears in you. You don't live in the torso or in the head. You're not the mover. See if you can feel that. It's not easy. So maybe you stop, establish yourself as this space, and then you let the movement appear in you. Now stop. Now just do it with the hands. Do a little movement of the hands like you do for kids when you sing a song to a kid. I know you know what I mean. Just like this. I mean, little movement of the hand, and see if you can establish that the movement appears in me. So stop and then start, rather let the movement stop and the movement stop, start, and see that you never stop, you never start, you just remain. So with the hand somehow it's easier to feel. And now start with the torso again. See if you can establish the same feeling. Movement appears in me, presence, space. Let the head move. Yes, and then just let that subside. Maybe you've noticed as we do this little exercise, all the habits of feeling that I am the mover and I'm located inside the body. Try with the head a little bit. Just establish yourself as the space, unmoving, and then let little movements of the head appear. Can you sense and experience that this movement appears in me? Stop and start again. It's the starting that's important. You have to have established yourself as this unmoving openness. These are little exercises that you can always do on your own. Just to remind yourself that you're not located inside a body. Let's just come up to a standing position. Take your time so that you kind of stay with the sensing. Just find the feet, the earth. This vertical line. Just forget about the word vertical, but feel what's here. Feel that standing is appearing now in this openness, and standing must be made of this openness. Standing, whatever standing is, must be alive with openness, alive with freedom, since it appears in it and is made of it. So feel the feet and the earth really meeting. Feel the tactile exchange, recognition. Where do my feet, my so-called feet, end and the earth begin? If I really go into the sensation deeply, can I open to the possibility that there isn't such a limit, there isn't such a boundary? Can I let my leg flow, my legs, my feet flow into the earth? Switch, bring your weight onto your left foot. And sense your right ankle. Just imagine, visualize that you're surrounding your right ankle with warm cotton. The right ankle can completely relax. Feel that your right foot can kind of melt into the earth, grow roots deep into the earth. Feel your whole right leg kind of melting down and expanding. And the earth under the body is open and porous. And then slowly, slowly just shifting the weight to the other side. Don't recreate a solid resistance on the right side. Feel the left leg, the left foot. See if you can let the weight of the left leg melt down. The left ankle expanding into warm cotton. The earth welcoming, and then you come back to the center slowly. Bring your attention or become aware of the pelvis area. Don't push or pull for any sensation, just see what's here. Let the breath caress the whole lower abdomen, the sexual area,
What if you never, you don't know anything about this part of the body, you just experience it? Experience the energy that lives there. Is it free? Is it hell? Visit it fully. Can I let the sensations that arise expand into the space all around? You can bend your knees a little bit if that feels right. Now bring your attention to the heart area. Just welcome what's here. There might be loads of resistance or tension, contraction, sense of closing down. You may allow whatever's here somehow to move into the space, to know the space around. And allow the space to bathe the sensations of the heart, of the upper torso. And feel the arms again, the hands, and let the arms float up slowly. They're being lifted, no effort, long fingers. This time they go all the way up to the ceiling. Be the space, the movement could go on forever, like a river flowing on and on and on in you. Make sure there's no shoulders, they remain empty, the shoulders. But the armpits are wide open, big beams of light. Let the fingers be very alive, the palms. Feel the palms, they're growing. They're like these huge, sensitive openings. Receptive openings. Let them radiate and grow. And again, feeling the space behind the body, beckoning the body so that the whole back of the body doesn't remain like a hard shell. Let it flow into the back. And then be the space as the arms float down to either side, long fingers. Painting the walls, big wings, huge. Take your time. No reason for us to be doing this, except to discover habits and to celebrate this gorgeous experience of body when it expresses its true nature. Yes, let the arms disappear. See if you can put the weight, shift the weight onto the left leg and let the right leg just rise up. You can open your eyes a little bit. Take a hold of the knee and just draw it gently towards you. It's fine if you lose your balance, it's natural. Just let the movement of the unbalancing flow in you. Welcoming the whole situation, you're the space, you're alive. Yes, and then we switch slowly. The left knee floating up. No weight, no effort. Very alive, there's no sense that you have to achieve anything perfect. But nevertheless, feel that line of verticality. The head wanting to kiss the ceiling. The right foot growing roots. Yes, and then just coming back. Now with the arms floating up, you come up onto your toes slowly, floating up like a cloud. And then you come down like a cloud. And you do it again. Of course, we're not doing it, it's happening. Rising, long fingers, you can go all the way to the ceiling, and melting slow, now feel the whole front of the torso. Take your time so that you let that sensation kind of appear. The sensation of the torso, by that I mean the caress of the air on your face, the tingling of the skin on the arms, the tingling of the contact of your clothes with your skin, all on the whole surface of the torso. Whole surface of the skin. Don't worry if you can't feel it or if there are gaps, just let it appear. And from that sensation, that kind of tactile, tingling skin sensation, allow it to expand and flow into the space in front. Again, like a mist, except usually mist rises. In this case, the mist floats into the space in front. And the space in front is openness itself. It's you. There isn't a separation. There never was. It's only a thought, a belief that holds us confined in a limited body. But in this moment, feel that you live beyond the physical body. You live in the space in front, way in front. Just try, feel whatever comes to oppose this. It's fine, it's a habit, it's a sensation. Just welcome it. You know, let the torso just melt into into the space in front, coming down in front slowly. It's like the sensation is just flowing in you, since you're the space. You welcome it. Torso coming down, arms, shoulders, head. Bending your knees if it's helpful. And then just letting the weight of the torso, the head, the arms, the shoulders pour down your back. Long inhale, and with the exhale, let it go. Just abandon the weight of the torso. Let it sink into the earth.
You can let your head shake a little bit, yes and no, back and forth. Where am I still holding that I don't need to in this moment? Can I let go of the emotional body? Can I give the emotions, the feelings to the earth? Feel your hands if they can, if they make contact with the earth. They're a channel. Yes, and then big beach ball under the torso. Resting your torso on this big beach ball. Very warm, comforting ball, lifting the torso back up. You're the beach ball, you're not the torso. You're the space, the beach ball, invisible. Allowing this flow in you.
Welcoming all the feelings that surface, the sensations, the vulnerabilities, whatever. And just listening for yourself, deep in into the moment and allowing any movement that's there to take its flow. So it's like you don't do anything, but it's like these invisible currents are there. You just have to listen. They're very, very silent currents, so go very deep, very intimate and slow. Just listen, it happens on its own. It's a listening of the body, not the mind. Often the hands are very good at listening. Feel the movement happening with the hands and the fingers. Don't think, just let it happen. There's no right, no wrong. Feel that the body of sensation is really very free and very flowy. If there's inhibition or resistance, it's a sensation, a kind of locked sensation. You just let it move in its own time. Touching the space with the hands, the fingers, the elbows. All you have to do is relax at the space and watch this unfolding of a plant or a sea creature. Feel that these silent currents are moving the shoulders, the elbows, one finger. Maybe the head, maybe a hip. You're just in love with the silence, the moving silence. Sometimes there are pauses, stillness, trusting, waiting, listening, moving right into a resistance, right into a tension. Letting the energy take
its freedom.
Breath, yes, and sounds are fine. It's just a little moment here of
freedom of expression for the body.
We don't really get that very much. So take advantage while not. Nobody's looking. Remember that this space is your best friend, it's your home. Or rather, the home of the body. It's is there any emotion that needs to or wants to move, to find a movement? Nothing needs to happen. It's just the listening, allowing. And it's always a good idea to move right into the place of resistance. It's like that's the open door.
If the body doesn't really want to move, then a little nudge into movement.
If you hit a wall, you just wait. See what that wall's made of. If it's a resistance, there's energy there. And that energy moves.
It doesn't think.
This is not for the mind, so don't try to make any reason of any of this. Just offering the body to freedom.
This can be the crazy body,
the playful body, the silly body,
the tired body, whatever.
Yes, the feet. The space. Yes. There can be a little bit more movement if it wants. Just for now, let it, in its own time, slowly curl back this dance, this movement. Curl back into stillness. And then just melting back down to the ground. And white, let's come to a lie down on our backs. Just bring your knees to your chest and hug your knees. And just give yourself a little massage from side to side. And then just see what the body needs, if it wants to stretch. Arms and legs away from each other. just an opportunity to give her what she wants, give him what he wants. And then just dropping everything into the earth. Just dragging slowly the right heel towards your bottom, then the left heel, so that both feet are flat on the ground. And just allow a little rocking motion of the pelvis back and forth, so it tilts up, the lower back is flat, and then it tilts back down. And you create a space between the lower back and the floor, and you keep doing this like a rocking chair. See if you can not use any unnecessary tension in the face and the shoulders and the hands and the feet. Make it as big as you want, as free as you want. You're being moved by this current, so you're not doing this movement. It's appearing effortless. Hips are completely open. Yes. Tummy undefended. And then just let that go. The earth. The body, one same substance. Feel the more and more, that more and more of the surface of the body is making contact with the skin of the earth, skin to skin. Because there's no resistance, it's a love affair. Now imagine the pelvis is a cloud, a white cloud. The cloud starts to rise up towards the ceiling. It's weightless, slowly. Take your time feeling all the sensations as this big white cloud rises up. Feel the space under the back is very supportive. Long inhale, long exhale. And then just welcome the whole posture, effort and all. Let it expand every direction. And abandon any unnecessary tension. The arms are hanging down to the earth. Yes, and then just very slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, millimeter by millimeter, you're pouring the spine back into the earth. Take your time, feel every little inch. But you're the space, remember, you're just watching this, feeling this. Let the weight dissolve. Long inhale, with the exhale, really abandon the body. You can let the legs extend back down. Place your hands on your lower abdomen, just gently touching. And then just bring the awareness of the breath to that part of the body. As if the breath was touching the lower abdomen, caressing it inside. You don't have to make any effort with the breathing, it's just a breathing awareness. Feeling the lower abdomen expanding with the inhale. And contracting naturally with the exhale. Feel what's living in this area of the body. Go deep into it with your listening, sensing. Without any agenda for anything to change or be different. But without repressing what you might find. Allowing the energies to blossom. Now bring your hands a little bit higher, right under your rib cage. On your stomach area, your solar plexus. Feel the contact of the hands, the skin, the weight, temperature. And then the breath. Touching that part of the body. You penetrate that part of the body with the breath. Welcoming any feelings that might live. Here. Any sensation. Just a gentle allowing, without any agenda, as I said. And then let the breath touch the width of the ribcage. Feel the right and the left side of the ribcage. Let it expand with the inhale. And I forget any notion of a solid ribcage. Imagine the ribcage is made of porous, luminous substance. It naturally expands into the space. And makes more space for all the feelings and sensations that might be held in the cage, in the illusory cage. Now bringing the hands a little bit higher towards the clavicular region. Just breathing right under the hands there. Tender caress of the breath. Allowing sensation without forcing. It's like when you caress a little child. Without any expectation. The only expectation is that the child might feel safe. Let the breath be like a caress. See if the body feels safe to unravel. Yes, now bring your hands to cover your face. Feel that contact. Bring the breath right under the hands. As if it is caress, bathing the hands and the face. Yes, and then letting the hands gently come back alongside the body or on any part of the body that they might want to rest on. Trust the hands, they know. Make sure the weight of the head is cradled, the shoulders, the bones of the arms resting. The whole of the back, pelvis, suspended on this openness, relaxed, the legs, the bones of the legs dropping. Whole body just floating. Space, warm and friendly. And just gently allowing breathing. Becoming aware again of the coming and the going of the breath. Without breathing, you're not the breather, it's just breathing happen. All you have to do is experience breathing intimately. Following every moment of the breath. But surrendering the breathing, no pushing, no pulling. No controlling of the breath. Smooth, transparent flow. Following the exhale all the way back to silence. Letting the next inhale be made of silence. Bringing everything with you when you go back with the exhale to silence. And But then knowing that you are the silence, you're always and only the silence. It's not that you bring everything back with the exhale, it's just that you allow everything to come back to you with the exhale. Now don't do anything.